Scott Columbus. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. It's great to have you live with us today. We just had a bass player a couple of minutes ago, the bass player for Cannibal Corpse, Alex Webster, and now we have you live on the radio. Where are you at the moment?
I'm in New York.
What's the weather like up there?
It's crap. It's shit.
Vremeto v New York je odvratito, ruji taká rata, tak... Well, this interview is... the main idea is to talk about your new record, Gods of War. Okay, I'm going to ask you the first question like this. Are you happy with this new record?
Oh, we're fucking thrilled. We think it kills, you know? It's something we've... never done before. It's a concept album, and it's meant to be listened to from the first track to the last track, and we think it kicks ass.
Как се чувствате с този свой нов албум, който, както знаете, излезе миналия понеделник, казва се Gods of War, или Боговете на войната. Той каза, изключително сме доволни, това е първият концептуален албум в нашата история, който трябва да се слуша от първото до последното парче, и всъщност албумът наистина е kick-ass невероятен. Well, next question should be today, when lots of people on Earth don't like the situation that a big part of the planet is in a situation of war. I'm talking about Americans, Bulgarians, UK people being in Iraq. Was it like on a purpose to talk about war?
Oh, not at all, not at all. I mean, you know, we decided to do a concept album and... You know, a tribute to the Nordic gods, and this one is a tribute to Odin. So, I mean, that's the whole storyline here, and it has, you know, nothing to do with what's going on today. I mean, you know, people need to maybe get away from what's on TV and what's on the, you know, what's in the newspaper, and then just have something to listen to take their mind off all the shit that's going on today.
Този албум, който е посветен на един бог на войната, Северния Один, всъщност няма нищо общо с войната в Ирак, в която има българи, американци, англичари и всякакви. Няма нищо общо с това, по-скоро една концепция, която трябва да помогне на хората да се откъснат от гадостите, които върват по телевизията и по вестниците. Yeah, but at the same time, it's still war, the war theme, so are you happy with the world of today and what, especially what's going on the planet in terms of war?
Well, we're happy with their Man of War fans, you know, and they've been waiting for an album for a long time, and we think they're going to think this album kicks ass just as we do. You know, we're not so much concerned about what's going on around the world. We're concerned about our fans. We're concerned about playing live and putting on a kick-ass show.
Те не са чак толкова заинтересовани и не се задълбочават в това какво всъщност се случва в света в момента. Това, което ги интересува, тях Man of War са техните фенове, също така да могат да отидат да свирят при тях и да направят един размазващ концерт. И изобщо всъщност всичко е за феновете. Well, you said that this is the first concept album in the long and glorious Man of War history. But in what other terms this one is different from your previous records? I'm talking about technology and the recording process and stuff.
Well, I mean, we always take pride in using the latest technology, getting the best drum sounds, getting the best guitar sounds, utilizing, you know, technology that's on the cutting edge. And for each album we do, we hope to improve the sound and make it the biggest, best, you know, that we can. And this one is no different. You know, it's a big, epic, huge production. It's very lavish, very thick. And, you know, it kicks ass.
Дали те мога да кажа, че този нов техен албум е по-различен от предишните? Най-вече от гледна точка на технология, например, той каза да, защото ние винаги сме се опитвали да със всеки един албум ние да прогресираме, за да дадем най-добрия звук, като се възползваме от всички последни неща в технологиите. И този път успяхме така. Имам чувството, че нещо ми се изплъзва този агент. Моник, какво ще кажеш? Задава му един въпрос и той отговаря каквото си иска. Но всъщност така е при големите. Well, you said that this is a concept album that you should put in your CD player and play from song one to the last one. But we can see that the whole concept of defenders of the true metal actually is said the best way in the bonus track, Die for Metal. Is it?
Yeah, I mean, we love our fans, and if it wasn't for the Man of War fans, we wouldn't be here. I mean, so we like to now and then write a song and play a song that's a tribute to the true heavy metal fans all over the world, and that's the track Die for Metal.
Mm-hmm. Парчето, което е последното в албума, всъщност е бонус трак и се казва Die for Metal. Защо? Той каза, и защото ние всъщност винаги сме харесвали и правим всъщност всичко за нашите фенове. Ако не бяха нашите фенове, ние нямаше да сме това, което сме. Искахме да направим нещо като поклон към тези фенове и това е парчето Да умреш за метала. The interview, the so famous interview from last year of Joey, was he was saying that he believes in the fans, he believes in metal more than anybody we've ever met, and another thing, that he is prepared to die for metal. Are you, Scott, prepared to die for metal?
That's what the song's all about. I mean, it's, you know, you literally, you know, when you pour your heart and soul into the music, I mean, it's really what we believe in, heavy metal. So, I mean, hey, why not?
Mm-hmm. Прословото интервю на Джоуи Демайо от миналата година за списанието Rock Hard, в което той казва: аз вярвам в феновете, вярвам в метала повече от всеки, когото от някога сте срещали, и още нещо. Аз съм готов да умра за метала. Вие готови ли сте? Попитахме Скот дали той е готов да направи същото. Той каза, когато ние свирим тази музика, когато влизаме в емоцията, когато се потапяме във всичко това, тогава си задаваме въпроса всъщност да, защо не. Two more questions to go. Which of the other three guys in the band is your best friend?
Oh, we all get along great. I mean, you know, that's maybe one of the reasons Man of War has been together for 10 studio records. This is our 10th one. I mean, we just all get along great. I mean, it's one of the reasons that Man of War is still playing music and recording records, because, you know, I mean, we get this question all the time, you know, is Man of War still around, and you know, how long will you go? And we'll go forever, you know, because we just get along great. I mean, it's really a family. It's a heavy metal family.
Кой е най-добрият му приятел от останалите трима в групата? Той каза, всъщност с всички се разбираме много добре. Ние сме като едно голямо хеви метал семейство. Всъщност не чак толкова голямо. Често ми задава този въпрос: защо и до кога вие, Man of War, ще бъдете заедно? И всъщност отдавна сте заедно. Скот отговори: защото ние винаги ще правим това, което искаме, и така можем да продължаваме вечно. Всичко това се прави за метала. Okay, so could you please finally do me a short ID?
Donga the Mega Rock?
Yeah.
This is Scott Columbus for Manowar, and you're listening to Donga the Mega Rock. Kick ass and hail and kill.
Okay, so say hello to the other guys.
Fantastic.
And thanks for being with us, man.
All right, hail and kill, brother.
Ciao, bye-bye.
Bye.